It goes without saying that throwing muses are one of the foundations of alternative rock. And even though it goes without saying, I just said it, and I'm happy with that. It's a band that formed in 1983 by the wonderful Kristen Hirsch, a band that pioneered a new alternative sound, releasing a string of critically celebrated albums, the most recent of which is 2025's Moonlight Concessions. Now, throwing muses have not been in Australia since 2009. That's all set to change. They're going to be at the Factory Theatre this Saturday, the 6th of December. And I'm so happy to welcome to the 2SER Breakfast Studio the one, the only Kristen Hirsch. Good morning, Kristen. How are you?
That was a beautiful introduction. I don't think I am that fancy. I appreciate it.
Well, you're a beautiful person. It's so great to have you here with us. We've been really loving the most recent album, Moonlight Concessions. Now, this is an album that was written in differing South Coast environs of the Gulf of Mexico and Southern California, and I don't have any questions regarding that. I just like saying Gulf of Mexico, and I'd invite you to say it with me.
We all do.
Do you want to say it with me one time? Just say Gulf of Mexico.
Gulf of Mexico.
Doesn't it just roll off the tongue?
Yeah, it does. I was in New Orleans writing a lot of this material by myself, and then going to the Southern California with my surfer son, my youngest. And so the blend of very sunshiny but raw, the kind of rough hewn places, definitely was informing it, and that's fine. But it was, the songs were so, I want to say, fun.
Yeah.
Just nothing I've ever been accused of before. And I sent them to my bandmates and said, what the heck? Yeah. And they said, oh, this is what we sounded like before we made our first record. So you're writing the kinds of songs you used to write when you were like 14 years old.
Yeah.
And we signed with a British label who didn't want us to be fun. We were goofy American kids, and they wanted us to be arty and everything we weren't. But I did sound crazy, and we did sound pretentious. But it was all sort of balanced out by this goofy American sort of, I don't know, there was a neo-folk thing going on then that was real noisy and offensive, I want to say. And we very much enjoyed that. And so did Boston. And that was a scene we came out of. So our first record wasn't ever released in our country and was supposed to have gotten all of the American taken out of it. So there are these like leftover songs, I guess, all these years later. And they said, you know, that's okay. You were a cool enough 14-year-old. Might as well act like that again.
And when you're doing the touring, the live show, how do you fit in the Throwing Muses catalog into the brief time that you have there on stage?
We stay on stage a long time. We're really like, we overstay our welcome by far.
Oh, never.
And we go through every aspect of the Muses, maybe every album, but not because we have a legacy orientation. We're definitely not 90s nostalgia because we never had any hits and we never stopped working. We've just been putting out records. We're more like a cult band. You know, we didn't want to be pop stars, so we just do things nobody likes and we hang out with our inner circle. That's our job. So when we do this, when we dig through the catalog, it's to say, well, this record is one animal, we're another animal, the show is a completely different animal. What does it want to be? And it's sort of like watching all my kids become who they are. Every time we do this, we suck so bad when we try to play a song that the set doesn't want.
Yeah.
And these are okay songs. Usually we don't want to play anything that sucks,
yeah,
but we suck playing it. And it's like it doesn't fill my lungs with air and our hands don't work right and it just kind of wanders off. And so this set, yeah, it's very long and it's very full of energetic happiness, I want to say. And it doesn't sound like Throwing Muses, but it is now.
Well, that's really awesome. So the songs themselves dictate what the set list is going to be.
They do. The songs are the only thing that bosses me around. And they really do. I walk into the studio every time to make a record knowing exactly where I want every mic placed in front of every amp, what overdubs I want, what reverbs I don't want to use, where I want the mic, how I want the kicks to sound. And these are, you know, I'm not dumb. and I really like music, but I'm always wrong. Like, have you ever heard a record before wrong? And it's because the songs dictate everything.
Yeah.
And if I were to dress them up for church when they wanted to go play baseball, you know what I mean? Like, I got to be a good mom, and I got to just listen and pour their cereal and stay up all night if I have to.
Oh, that's beautiful. And obviously,
well, thank you.
And it seems like there's obviously no signs of slowing down. You probably, when you're out on tour, you're already thinking about the next Muses album?
Yeah, I'm in the studio right now with my next solo album, and I just got off the road with my last solo tour right before the Muses.
Wow. How do you find the energy to do all this?
I have way too much energy. Maybe you've noticed.
Yeah.
People should tell me to stop soon.
I don't think that is going to happen. No one's going to tell you to stop, firstly, because there's so much great music that's being produced as a result of this.
Thank you.
And secondly, I think people would probably be a bit intimidated to tell you what to do.
Thank you. I don't, but I'm really, really nice. It's just that I have this music problem, and it's such an obsession that I would call this a selfish endeavor. Like, truly, this is all about what I want to do. And I'm not even there. It's just the songs just fill in every room I'm in. And if I'm in a room without songs in it, I get bored. I want to be in a better room, the one with songs in it.
Hey, thank you so much for your time today on 2SER Breakfast. It's just an absolute honor and pleasure to have you here. It's going to be so wonderful when the Throwing Muses are going to be in town Friday night, December 5th, at the Factory Theatre, Kristen Hirsch.
Thank you, sweetheart. It was great talking to you.
You are my queen. Thank you so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast. We better play a song off Moonlight Concessions. What should we listen to?
Ooh, Summer of Love is nice.
Summer of Love is nice, and it is the first week of summer here in Australia. What better song to play? Kristen Hirsch, Throwing Muses, is Summer of Love. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you, dear. Goodbye.